They say it would not happen today, but it happened yesterday. You already got it. And so rejoice, rejoice, for it's already done. It's already done. That's tongue and interpretation. A lot of that going to begin to flow. Just got to do it right. See, that's what she spoke in the spirit. That you're still looking for it, but you got it yesterday. It's already a done deal. It's a done deal. I say it's a done deal. Father, we certainly appreciate the time to spend with you this morning. We know that you're going to lead us into greener pastures. We thank you for every person, every family represented here and online around the world, and that this teaching may bring increase in their life and give them direction in the spirit. Thank you for every person in the sound of my voice. I call them blessed. I call them healed, and I speak a long life over them. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation, the last book in the Bible, chapter 12. And we're going to look at the 11th verse and step out in some new territory this morning in the spirit. Places apostolically you should have been, prophetically you should have been. But it's time to go now. In areas in the spirit where you're more powerful than just going to church. Every day you'll know to do in your own bedroom. You'll know how to fight and how to stand up and how to release the power of God. How many of y'all want to know how to release the power of God at all time in your life? All right, all right. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Notice again, I want to go back over it because I want to stop at a word. And they overcame. Now, there's nothing in your life that you as a child of God cannot overcome. Talk to somebody, tell them, that's worth my trip right there. There's nothing. And then this morning, my assignment is to show you how to do it. From a perspective that I think that the body of Christ needs so much. We have over 2,000 some people on the line. That's 4,000 or 5,000 people on the line listening. And you here. And we're about to grip an aspect of the spirit that over the 57 years I haven't heard taught too much. I've heard some of it. But I don't think it's been strong enough. I think because of the apostolic and the prophetic, it had not been strong enough. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You see that? And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, they wanted to do what God wanted them to do. Now, I'm going to ask a question this morning. And then I'm going to read some things to you because I got to get us adjusted in this area. But I feel the Holy Ghost already. Because you're about to make a step this morning that sickness and disease will not rule you anymore. I got a letter here from a young lady. I won't give her name. I got a letter from her. She was in the service and cancer tried to attack her body and may have attacked. She said it didn't, but it may have attacked. But she talked it out of her body. The doctor said he sees some symptoms. And she said, she kicked her leg out and said, no, not me. And when they took the report back, they didn't find nothing. So the doctor thought he saw something. He might have seen something. But by her knowing what to do with it, and not just depending on the doctor, but she had another doctor who overruled all sickness and disease. And she said in our midst this morning, and you know, she was thanking me for words that she heard in a meeting that changed her life. Now, listen to me very carefully. I'm going to break this down. And this is not a regular. The question is, are you using your blood voice? Are you using your blood voice? You have a blood voice. Turn to John 19:20, where Jesus, turn to John 19, I think it's 19 and 20, where he said it's finished. Is that the voice? 1930? Is 1930? Turn there a minute. Get it on the screen. John 19:30. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Underline those words. It is finished. Everything that come up against you, everything you're sitting there talking about you're dealing with right now, it's finished. And if you say it's finished long enough in your blood voice, it's as if Jesus died on the cross again. It is finished. Today, I want to say to everybody under the sound of my voice, Abisena Kotele Borande, Shikomama Vrene, Okumapa Leta, Ishkomonge, Ekata. I've been sent out here to tell you it's finished. Now, whatever you're dealing with in your body, in your family, in your mind, the Spirit of God speak to you right now. It is finished. And the only way you're going to come in agreement with God about this is you know how to use your blood voice. See, your blood voice is a revelation that Jesus' blood paid for everything. No matter how you feel, no matter how things look, no matter what no other report come in, no matter what nobody else said, He wants you to decree from your blood voice, because you're His child, it is finished. It is finished. Whatever you need finished, it's finished, all right? So in looking at these things, when Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the gold. Now, when I was studying and praying for this service about the blood voice, most Christians don't know they have a blood voice. The blood voice means it's finished. You're not begging. You're taking what is rightfully yours. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch this. I plead the blood over this service and your life. Whatever need to be flushed out, the blood going to flush it this morning. Y'all ain't making enough noise. That's powerful, man. The blood going to flush it out this morning. See, because the blood, now, there's no excuse for sin, practicing sin. But the blood can handle sin, too. Wow. I release blood boldness over every situation in your life right now. Let's hear it another way. Releasing the redemptive power of the blood daily over your life and family. See, the blood is in your mouth. See, that don't sound, that's not natural talk, but the blood. Everything that Jesus did belonged to you. It's blood bought. It's in your mouth. You're not a regular person talking. You're a child of the living God. The greater one live on the inside of you. Stop talking natural. Stop talking normal. Stop talking flesh word. Stop just talking English. Talk in a realm. Talk in a realm you've been born in. We walk by faith, not by sight. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stand up, speak it out. No, I'm not accepting this in the name of Jesus. No, I change this right now in the name of Jesus. No, I take authority over this right now. Somebody get delivered here this morning. You just got the hands up, but I took her shikah. Oh, my. Releasing the redemptive power of the blood daily over your life and family. Then I was writing, and the Spirit of God revealed this to me, said, how to use my blood voice. How to use my blood voice. It is blood revelation coming out of your heart through your mouth and faith. Let me go back over that now. Your blood void. See, it's not by feeling. It's not by senses. This is not by internet. This is not by YouTube. You're on another level. Are you listening to me? Now, notice what it says here now. Releasing the redemptive power of the blood daily over your life and family. How do you, my blood voice? It is blood revelation coming out of your heart through your mouth in faith. See, it's the blood. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So they speak in blood faith. Turning blood power faith. I never heard that before. Blood power faith, loosen your life on daily basis. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. How powerful is the blood of Jesus in your life today? How powerful? He said in the word, caught in his blood, he said, it is finished. Notice 1 Corinthians 6:20. Oh my, I want to run. If I run, would you run with me? We'll tear this church up. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Your body don't belong to cancer. Your body belongs to God. So curse it out. I want to say, when you know how to use the blood, you're cursing another way. You're cursing the enemy. He know. Then the question was asked, how powerful is the blood of Jesus in your life? How powerful is the blood of Jesus in your life? Turn to Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 12. And I want you to put in your footnote how to live a blood-covered life. You're leaving here this morning knowing how to live a blood-covered life. There in that 12th verse it says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. both men and beasts. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. Go to the next verse. I am the Lord. And then he goes on. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, but I'm hearing in the spirit, before he can see the blood, you got to see it. I'm covered by the blood. Say that. Of Jesus. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite thee, go to the next verse, the land of Egypt. In other words, every one of us who are born again this morning, we're covered by the blood. And when Satan come by our house, he see the blood. But you got to see it. You got to know it's there. You got to know you got a cover. It's like going out in the rain with an umbrella. Don't set the umbrella over here. You brought the umbrella to cover you so you won't get wet. Galatians chapter 3, a lot of scripture. Verse 13. In your footnote, I want you to put aware of the victory of the cross at all times. Galatians chapter 3. Confession of the blood. Verse 13. Christ will someday come get us. We're begging and we're praying all night long. No. 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 You got to know this so you can remind Satan you messing with the wrong one. I know who I am in Christ. And I know you already defeated. Are you listening to me? So I want to read this verse with extension on your mind to get to a position. When he hung on that cross, Christ has redeemer. What's it? Christ has. Keep reading. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed now. From sickness, from disease, from early death, from being broke, from being downhearted, from being trampled on by this world. I'm redeemed from that. I'm a blood-bought child. Tell somebody. I'm a blood-bought. No, look at them and tell them. I'm a blood-bought child. Now, you can sit up there and don't do what I tell you to do, and I'm trying to get you in a position in the anointing that is not normal. Now, the next time the enemy try to jump on you, what do you think going to come out your spirit? I'm a blood boy. Don't be wasting my time up in here. The Lord is aiming to cover you. You know how powerful it is for you to understand that you're a blood-born child? Satan knows. You got to know. And sadly to say this, the average church member don't know it. They don't know how to put it into action. Just every now and then open your mouth when something's trying to come against you. Say, hey, I'm a blood-bought child. Some of y'all haven't said it yet. Haven't even said it. I believe I'm a clothes. Yeah, I'm a blood-bought child. Are you saved? I done said that over 4 or 5 times. You never said it yet. I'm trying to get your understanding. You got to say it. You got to believe it. You got to say it. And I'll put it this way. What you're doing is putting on a blood covering. So I don't care what COVID, don't care what come through, you stand upside your bed and say, I'm a blood-bought child. I'm covered by the blood. Ooh, my goodness. Once you're aware, you in Galatians 3, did I tell you? Once you're aware of the victory of the cross, that's it. It's finished. Are you listening? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed, man. Being made a curse for, he took my sins on him. For it's written, cursed everyone that, what he did? Hanging on a tree. Look at the next verse. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I promise I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. That's what he's saying to you. I'm redeemed. See? And so that, therefore, now we may not have dealt with it before, but you actually have a blood voice. You have a voice. You have a voice to speak with the same identity of Jesus. Oh, my. You have a voice to speak with the same identity of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? Turn to 1 Corinthians 6. We'll look at the 19th verse. And when I say this, I want you to remember this. Everything already paid for. Everything already paid for. Now you see, we can't treat that like a slang in the church. That's the man thing. It's not just a good saying, but really the revelation of the fact that everything is already paid for. What? Whatever you need release of now, already paid for. Why is this? And sometimes church folks don't like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Anything you desire, already paid for. So, you know, church folk heavenly mind, they're going to heaven and catch hell on here. No, heaven come to you, baby, if you follow what God tell you. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven to get healed. You ain't going to need no healing in heaven. Everything already paid for. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and ye are not your own? Go to the next verse. What? Ain't no humming going here. I ain't humming nothing. Hum that scripture. For you bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit with your God. You can take that home with you. You can't take no hum home with you. For you bought with a price. So look at your neighbor and tell him I'm paid for. Tell them all my blessings are paid for. And I'm here this morning to receive them all. Hallelujah. So everything for your life to be productive is already paid for. Turn to Isaiah 53. and 5. I think that's it. I've been writing so many scriptures. The blood releases supernatural peace. No matter what kind of storm is trying to arise in your life, you have the divine right to walk in supernatural peace. I didn't say peace. I said supernatural peace. Peace that don't matter what's going on around you, you still saying, hallelujah, glory to God, praise his holy name. But he was wounded. Thank you, Jesus. For our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of, that is, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe, I am healed. Good God Almighty. Supernatural peace. The storm is going on the outside, but on the inside of you, you have supernatural peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh blood grace cover me daily. And I know how to activate the power of the blood by faith. Fresh blood grace. The blood of Jesus cover all my prayer. I pray in blood, divine blood, supernatural blood, blood that says everything paid for. I'm not going to worry. Tell the person next to you, I'm not going to worry. Hebrews 12, 24. You don't have enough scripture this morning. Hebrews 12, 24. You must think blood thoughts, speak blood words, and make blood steps. You must think blood thoughts. That's victory, you see. Speak blood words, and make blood steps. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to tell somebody next to you real strongly. Now, don't tell, I want no little weak talk. Tell them, God love me. Did you tell somebody? Huh? Did you feel that? Pshh. Pshh. Hallelujah. God love me. You know something else I want you to know? I love God. Hallelujah. That's a blood voice talking. See, you don't understand how to love him unless you understand the blood. You understand he sent his only, he had them on one son. He sent him to die for us to set you this morning and rejoice to be fully covered. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, and we looked at Revelation 12, 11, but I want to give you this so you have it in your note. The blood of Jesus is the most powerful kingdom weapon. The blood of Jesus releases my covenant rights. So here's what accessing your blood rights on purpose every day. Blood grace, I don't know, I never heard that too much. Blood grace is too powerful to waste. And every time, oh Lord, and every time you fail, you are not operating in the power of the blood. Every time as a child of God, you fail, anyway, you don't supposed to fail. I said, you don't supposed to fail. Blood eradicated fear and failure out of your life. But you got to know about the blood. Turn blood power faith loose now in your life forever. Blood faith empowered by the blood. Oh, Jesus. Faith. You understand that your faith is empowered by the finished work of Christ. You understand me? Blood power faith. You never heard that before. Shut up. My faith is empowered by the blood of Jesus. Let me say it another way. Because my faith is empowered by the blood of Jesus, it is finished. Whatever fight, whatever battle that you came here with, because of your faith being empowered by the blood, that battle is over. You have won. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how things look. You have won the battle. I'll repeat it, Lord. Accessing your blood rights on purpose every day. You got that? Blood grace is too powerful to waste. I'm repeating it because he told me to repeat it. And every time you fail, you're not operating in the power of the blood. You're operating in some lie Satan have told you. But Satan know he can't whip you. Only problem is you got to know Satan can't whip you. When you see Satan coming down the street, turn and face him. And watch who's going to run. Because if you turn, he know you know something. Woo! Turn blood power faith loose now in your life forever. What I said? Let's go ahead and say, Pastor, I never heard that before. Don't sit there, look at me like you're so deep. God is putting you on a prophetic trail. And when you think you're failing, you turn around and say, I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. That's your divine right. You ain't no little weak person going somewhere trying to get in a hole. You stand up. Come out of the hole and put the church in a hole. You know, we're a little group that's come meet. We're the most powerful people on the face of the earth. But you got to have revelation. Preach about 10 more minutes ago. Lord, let the glory hit this place. Woo. I feel blood flowing. Now, if I say these two words that's coming up in my spirit and you don't accept them, shame on you. It's over. Now, y'all know y'all got some things that need to be over. and the Lord has spoken to you and told you it is over, you better shout. What? What? It's over. Now the next time Satan try to tell you about that same problem, answer him. Tell him in the name of Jesus, it is over. Shut up. I'm going to use my blood voice this morning. It is finished. Sit down and write this right quick. I don't know if you wrote it. I might be going back over some things, but it's so powerful. Accessing your blood rights on purpose every day. Blood grace is too powerful to waste. And every time you fail, you're not operating in the power of the blood. Turn blood power faith loose now in your life forever. The blood battles are over. You must release the victory in your life daily. I know it is the blood. Yeah, I had an old Baptist song you saying, I know it is. What? 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 Where high said, I know it was the blood. You know that guy, see that girl rocking. You know what I'm talking about, girl. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I got some Baptists up in here. See, I know it was the blood. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. I know it is the blood. Not just was the blood, I know it is the blood. When I say this, you're going to recognize it. The blood has brought me through so much. How many can identify with that? Yes, sir. That means that I have divine backup anywhere I go. I'm divinely backed up by the blood. Once you're operating in a blood environment, the next words you're going to hear, it is. My brothers and sisters, you can't operate by feeling. You got to operate by faith. You can't let life tell you how it's going to come out. You tell life how it's going to come out. Every one of you all leaving here this morning as a blood surgeon, a blood doctor, in the spirit. Now I asked him to come. I feel him hovering over this place right now. He usually answers you when you ask. I feel his presence. And I feel people being healed all over the world right now. Families coming back together. All over. People getting their joy back. All over the world right now. I know I'm getting something right now. I can sense his presence. You're supposed to leave here with a blood voice. You're not a normal human. You got the nature of God on the inside of you. Don't let nobody put you down. You don't need to fight for your right. Just stand in them. They're going to learn who you are in a few minutes. Don't try to explain to them who you are. Just stand in your rights. Stand in your faith. Stand in your love for God. Your love for all mankind. Stand up. I'm going to give you a prophecy. If you're not standing, stand up. Because I want you to catch it. Yeah. Blood consciousness is the power of victory over every situation. Knowing and living by the redemptive revelation of the cross is a conquering position for the believer. There's nothing powerful enough in satanic forces to stop the supernatural conquering power of the blood. The supernatural conquering power of the blood. Speaking blood-filled words is speaking of the redemptive forces of the kingdom in past tense. It's already done. Everything, right now, everything you're dealing with, the Lord is talking to you. It's already done. It's going to come out in your favor. Don't care what it look like. Don't care who against you. It's going to come out in your favor. Send me hallelujah on that. Hallelujah. Give me another hallelujah.
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 No matter what you're dealing with now, because you are a blood speaker, it's going to come out in your favor. Online. Y'all hearing me online? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We connected, man. In the spirit. I got 2,500 on. Oh my goodness. You're gonna see it gonna be 10, they're gonna come up to 10,000 or more. How to use the blood voice. How I'm gonna use it, I didn't know I had one. But this morning I found out that when I speak, I'm speaking in the power of the cross. I'm speaking in the power of the resurrection. I'm speaking in the power that Jesus is seated beside the Father. I'm speaking in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking in the power that is already done. I declare days of heaven on earth. I'm going to live like I'm in heaven right now. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, didn't he? That you might have it what?
More.
Not abundantly.
More.
Now, I'm going to say something that might not like it. But when you drive down the road, they need to know you're a child of God. And they need to know you're driving in a paid for car. I don't accept it. God's trying to get your car paid for. Now listen to me. You're driving in a paid for car. You gotta watch what I'm talking, because God, I'm calling things that be not as though they are. We were talking here one Sunday, and I was just talking around, and 35 people's house was paid for. And then a sister told another sister, you better get him, tell him. You pay for that house and that car. Tell him. She just sitting there not telling me nothing. She might be up here today. I don't know, sister. Let me finish. I'm closing right now. The blood will continually shut down all satanic forces and release your supernatural freedom. It's already done. But your faith and mouth must keep it released. So listen to this. Ooh, I got to close. I yield to the provisions of the blood. I yield to the power of the blood. I yield to the proclamation of the blood. And I yield to the protection of the blood. Let me go over that again. I yield to the provision of the blood. I yield to the power of the blood. I yield to the proclamation of the blood. And I yield to the protection of the blood. The blood cannot fail. For through Christ on the cross, paid in full for all of heaven's transaction on earth through the believer. Heaven transaction of earth on earth through the believer. We are blood representatives. We must know that the covering of our victory on earth is knowing and activating the power of the blood. Always keep a flowing of the power of the blood of Jesus on your agenda. A close. Make sure that you and the Lord can see the blood in your life. One scripture, Exodus 12, 13. Quickly, don't sit down, I'm going to close it. Exodus 12, 13. This last statement I'm going to make to you, I'm going to serve you well. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And I will see the blood. I will pass over you, and the plague, call all of them, whatever name of God, should not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Here we go. Here's my closing word. Wearing a cross blood anointing. I want everybody leaving here. Matter of fact, I'm about to pray for you now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, let these words be in the believer's heart and place on each one of them that cross blood anointing, that everything in their lives that are not going as you desired for it and your word will be changed this very day, and that your word will not return to you void. In Jesus' name, amen.